on.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Guess who might be getting a promotion?
Tyler Dreiland.
No. I'm way down on that list. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow. The Mets reportedly have been, quote, having a discussion about moving Tim Tebow from Class A to Class AA.
Oh, man. He has been hitting some dingers lately.
He really hasn't been hitting for that much power. He's got 2 home runs in 100 at-bats. He's got a .370 slugging percentage, so not that great. But
I thought there'd be more home runs than that.
I know. He's batting .250. Okay. You know, again, he's doing this against pitchers that are like a decade younger than he is. He's got a .330 on base percentage. He's, according to Deadspin, he's basically solidly in the middle of the pack as far as his offensive numbers go on the team that he's on, which is the Fireflies. I believe the Columbia Fireflies is the name of the team. But don't you feel like they're doing that for the attention, to sell more jerseys, just to get his name back in the news?
I mean, it's smart. Right? I would do it.
I mean, if he's right in the middle of the pack and he's already like several years older than a lot of your other prospects, shouldn't those prospects be the ones that get the nod? Ones that actually could help you at the major league level at some point. I don't know. I don't like it. But, hey, at least he's batting .250. That's a lot more than some guys on the Royals can say right now.
Talk about a guy that could steal your girlfriends. I'd feel bad for those guys on the team.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Got to be careful.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we found out who was on the dead shark.
Yeah.
The naked guy, right?
It was not Florida coach Jim McElwain.
No, it was not. It was just a former NYPD cop.
A former cop was laying on top of the dead shark.
It was
naked on a boat
on a beach in Long Island.
Huh.
That's it.
That was in Long Island. That picture was taken.
It was taken about 2 or 3 years ago.
And it just now.
Yeah.
Actually, okay.
That's
well,
the big,
okay. So
that's
Jim,
the payoff on that. On
Jim
that
McElwain is off the hook. I guess Jimmy John is off the hook as well, because that was another guy that kind of looks like the guy is the actual Jimmy John from the restaurants. So, all right, I'm glad that they found the guy.
I'm not done yet. I got one more for you.
Oh, sure. Oh, go for it.
Tom Brady's going to blow out both his knees this year because he's going to be on the Madden cover.
Oh, I am thrilled. I am ready. I know that I'm going to have Brady waiting for me outside the door when
Doomed.
We finish the show. But, yeah, they're calling it the GOAT edition.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Gronkowski was on it last year. He was hurt. It seemed like off and on all year.
Mm-hmm.
And then but they did fine without him.
Well, the Chiefs get the first shot at him, right? And it's not like anything is ever bad, or anything bad has ever happened to Tom Brady when playing the Chiefs in the first game of the year, right? That's right. What was that, 2011 or something, when the Chiefs blew out Tom Brady's knee in the season opener or something like that?
I don't know if this is a season opener, but it was pretty early in the year.
It was pretty early.
Monday Night Football? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for the game. Really appreciate you tuning in. Make sure to check out the podcast. If you missed anything, newsradiokman.com under the On Demand tab. As Mitch mentioned, the Sunflower Showdown Series coming up next. Game 1, K-State KU from Hoagland Ballpark in Lawrence. For Mitch Fortner, I'm Tyler Dreiling. We'll talk to you next week on the game.